Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm excited that you're here. It is now Wednesday, April 18th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Maybe you're checking out our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, in which case you'll see links to our guest's website and some other just fascinating stuff that he's been putting forward. And we're excited that he's here with us tonight. He's an analyst and an observational scientist. Greg Colson, welcome back.
Yes, I have to apologize for my site being down.
Oh, is it down?
Since I've moved, I've changed IPS addresses from Mediacom to another smaller one, and I haven't had time to put it back up yet.
Oh, no worries.
But I'll hopefully get to that in the near future.
Very good, very good. Thank you again for so much of your time. And again, as we left off, we were talking about the changes in the sun, the attempt to disguise it, the detrimental health effects that all these things are having on us, because aside from the UVC radiation, you mentioned that the barium oxide, which is one of the things they're spraying to filter out the sunlight to presumably cut down on the sun's penetrating and heating effects, is actually probably, I assume you're going to say, worse for us than any sort of global warming in and of itself.
Well, I see more cases of people having asthmatic problems. I hear about it, see information, news reports about it. Here's one to test the validity of what we're talking about tonight.
Okay.
Get on the Internet and look and see how many national newspapers, New York Times, Boston Post, these big names, USA Today, see how many of them are covering this at all, really actually touching on it in any in-depth degree. You look like the Idaho Observer, small local newspapers. They're science editors. They're small local newspapers. People read it, put it in the birdcage, the next day. National news gets out internationally more so than local newspapers in different places around the country. I found this one website, and it's really kind of phenomenal, the stuff that's on this one site, and I'll tell you how to get to it in just a second. You Google the words, and it's something called Image Event. It's the website. But you Google the word strange days, strange skies into Google and type that in and do it on the search engine. It'll pull you up to a page that's got more photos and more articles from newspapers across the country, Spain, Canada, other countries around the world, different places. Even showed those strange orbs that Scott Stevens talked about one time. And there's a plethora of stuff out there. Anybody can find out anything they want to know. As much as they can. Even shows the Morgellons thing, too, a little bit of that funny fibrous stuff that's growing out people. And I noticed, too, this is significant on top of what we're talking about as far as health concerns are being addressed. The barium oxide business, the day we moved into this place, it wasn't like 3 days later we moved to this house, and we heard about the guy behind us. He had a massive heart attack, had 7 stents put in his heart. There's people popping up with heart attacks all over the place.
Yeah.
The move we made to stress the little lady behind us, we've been praying for her husband, it distressed her so bad when we moved, she had a heart attack and died the night before we moved.
Oh, my God.
And people, there's around us, I know of at least 8 or 10 more people in church and community people versus, they're going in for more heart tests, that's what they're really focusing on. And it's not just the stress of everyday life that's giving people heart problems. If there's a massive amount of heart problems going out there, there's a massive amount of stuff in the atmosphere that can help cause that. So people ought to really try to tone their stress, not go Korean on a school like this young guy did the other day. But that's, we can figure out why that is later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would indicate that he was on antidepressant depression medication, which is sort of what we were speculating as well. We're coming up on a break here, my friend, but... Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk more about this because it's interesting you mentioned about the sort of preponderance of heart issues. Certainly, we've seen the same apply for skin cancer. In fact, I think President Bush just had some moles removed. So, this is definitely affecting us in a number of different ways, and we'll contextualize some of this when we come back. Also, folks, we will get to your calls. Please stay with us back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
I shoot tombstone full of wine, balls, and chain. I'm drinking tea and tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very amazing information being brought forward by our guest here tonight. Greg Colson, welcome back, sir, and thank you again so much. I really appreciate it. You know, the last interview we did covered some of these subjects, but it feels like it's far more in-depth these days now. You know, you've got so much more information, and it's really hitting home. At least it should to people. We were left off sort of inquiring about the adverse health effects you mentioned about people's eyes. I presume that it would have an impact on their eyes as well.
Yeah, well, with this thing there, if they're trying to put this acetylcholine chloride, they're trying to protect. Now, here's one of the reasons why. And there's such a myriad aspects of this to cover a broad spectrum of every part of your life that you can't, you know, you try to hit the high spots, and then when you find something astonishing, you try to dig a little further in there and see if you can't get any answers. And it's hard. It's not hard to find the answers. It's not good. Mm-hmm. You know, it causes you more stress to find out what the answers are. You get mad.
Yeah.
You want to tear up something. Hopefully, you know, don't. But this thing, like the barium oxide thing, absorbing so much massive amounts of water in the air, if they weren't trying to do that, how much more massively with these storms be? Have they been able, well, this is a stupid question. They could have prevented a lot of Katrina and Rita and stuff. They could have, do you know that? They can. With the weather modification, you turn off the barium oxide, turn off the stuff that absorbs moisture, and let these stuff things develop, and then use, you know, systems like HARP to be able to electronically stimulate. It's not, it's hard to imagine, but it does work. And they control this stuff. You could, there's a way to control. You can experiment with this in your backyard to a certain degree. You can get a little magnifying glass. You something. You ever seen these RVs that have this strange little little sticker in the back of the window? Great, it's pretty good size. It's like 8.5 sheet, 8.5 by 11. And it looks like a lens of some sort.
Yeah.
It's those the thing called a Fresnel lens. It's a plastic sheet that has little concentric rings starting like a bullseye from the center and having continuous little rings all the way out to the outside. It's a Fresnel lens. Mm-hmm. People sometimes are having eye problems and vision problems. Older people have to use these things to read with, you know. They don't have large print books. They use these little Fresnel lenses to see better. Well, you can take one of these pretty sizable ones and go play in your backyard for a while. You can see how get a little puddle of water out there and take that little Fresnel lens and shine it on that water and play with it and see the things that happen around the water where it starts to boil and different things and how it evaporates and how rapidly it does it on one day different from it does from another after you've seen the chemtrail spraying happening in your area. There's so much of this stuff that I could,
So, in essence, what you're saying is because they're screening out the sunlight per se, it's actually letting more UV through. Is that right?
Well, to a certain degree, they're trying to screen out as much as they can, but UV is one of the ones they just can't prevent that well.
So why do it at all?
Well, imagine the world we would have if they wouldn't actually do any of this. Mm-hmm. We would have more moisture in the air. We could probably... High-pressure regions would be so extreme. Who knows? The drought condition might be pretty bad to the degree if you could look at back in time, and if we look at from a biblical perspective, if we look at what they were talking about in the time of Adam and Eve, when it talked about things called the firmament, okay? England, they don't call London fog coats for, you know, no reason. They have so much fog over there, and a lot of times, the times of the year in Scotland, different places, continuous mass of fog. Moisture coming off the Atlantic, come across to the colder regions of, you know, that part of the world, condensing and staying foggy all the time. If they didn't control some of this stuff, try to minimize this moisture evaporation because the UV light hitting the water surface of the oceans, they'd produce so much massive amounts of moisture in some areas and floods in others because of the... That's too hard to explain. It seems squirrely, but you have to ask yourself the question. Why at certain parts of the world were they having snowfall at high altitudes in the Arab desert regions last couple of years? There's stuff that they are trying to control, but they can't. They just can't. Like you can see how much massive concentration of stuff. They're trying to stave off how much the sun's putting out. It's getting up to the point now. You can look at their mentality, okay? It's a 50-50 proposition. You try to save the areas that you can because, like Paraguay, if you're going to move down there sometime in the near future, you want to actually have a nice place to go to. And if they get the kind of money that, you know, the Bush family and those other people have and can do some of this stuff to try and control these regions and keep them viable resources for the future, I think they're fools if they think they can really control this stuff because it's reaching a tipping point now. You look at the satellite maps of Greenland. Mm-hmm. The ice is melting so fast around any. There's hardly any place around the coast of Greenland for at least 100 miles in that doesn't have no ice.
Wow.
There's a strait up above Scotland, Greenland, Finland, Norway, all that. You go up there toward the North Pole. There's a region in there they could never travel through 24/7, 365 of the year. There was certain times of year when it was really during the, you know, summer season, July, August, it melt off enough they could actually use that as a waterway to transport stuff to the northern parts of Russia. Okay? Mm-hmm. This thing is open now 24/7, 365 days a year as of last year. So it's why the icy waterway is no icy no more. They just float right on through that area and rarely see an iceberg at all. It's no ice. The heat is increasing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The UV radiation is penetrating the Earth, yes. As we didn't cover, we covered this last time, but I'll cover it a little bit again. UVC, there's a product on the market. Type in UVC air purification. You'll pull up a website for a company that actually makes a device that you can plug in your house. Plug in any outlet in your whole house, any room you pick, whatever. It has a little fan that sucks air through this little UV device, and it uses UVC radiation to completely sterilize your air. Viruses, bacteria, anything, all of it annihilated. This is a thing I think is really interesting. The bird flu hasn't kicked off that well because it hit out in sunlight. If you can fog the earth enough to dim the light enough to dim the UV enough, you could get a pandemic going.
Oh.
If there's enough UV radiation out there sterilizing the air, it just can't happen that easy. It's got to be transmitted person to person under close proximity. Well, in other words, one city can get infected, and a city downwind from them won't get it because the UV radiation will paralyze and destroy and annihilate this stuff before it ever can reach the next town.
So, in essence, let me summarize a little bit.
Okay.
They're actually doing things to try to help the situation to a certain extent. As a result of that, they're finding out how ineffectual they are. Hence, perhaps some of the hype about global warming as a distraction. Now, we've also been conditioned not to pay attention to those clouds in the air, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain either. So as a result of that, maybe we're not paying attention to the sun. We're not noticing those changes and starting to ask questions. Gosh, does it feel hotter today or this year than it did last year and so on and so forth? So anyway, in essence, you'd almost say, well, gosh, you know, the powers that be are actually trying to help the situation. Selfishly, they're trying to help themselves in their situation. But at the same time, they're desperate to kick off some sort of population control measure, like a bird flu pandemic, but it's not working because the UVC is so high, it's sterilizing things in the air that they might be spraying and so on and so forth.
Yes, sir. And here's
wow.
the clue. Here's an interesting clue. And a lot of these things that even Clifford Carnicom has found, these things look like human erythrocytes, chicken. They even thought some of it was chicken because it was much smaller than human blood cells. They're finding human blood cells in some of this, and they're freeze-dried, well, which is naturally obvious because with all the barium oxide, there's not much moisture can be absorbed into this stuff. You spread out there along with the barium oxide, so none of the moisture can reactivate this stuff before it hits the ground. Gets into water tables, tries to infect people that way, through your water table. Hopefully, in their mindset, if they can get it to penetrate the water table deep enough to come back through, like, wells in certain areas, or mostly city water supplies or open lakes. Like, you know, like Dallas, Fort Worth, they got a thing down there that's sucking 6 million gallons an hour, I think it was. You know, I forgot how much. We're talking a lot of water for Dallas, Fort Worth area. Happening quickly through a hole under the ground that's not going through rock. It's not being filtered by sediment and stuff like your underwater, you know, fluid system underneath the earth. You get from aquifers, you get from springs and stuff, you get natural wells. So they're trying to poison it if they can. You can see it's a crazy thing. This is the craziest stuff that I've ever completely wrapped my head around it. And I've been able to wrap my head around a great deal of it. But to get other people to feel the same concern and need an understanding of this is really crazy what they're doing. They can poison people on one hand. They're trying to save the environment to a certain degree because of the resources, but they know this. They know there's limits. This one report came out recently that there's like at least 20 that I can remember and count on the scale that I saw the list, about 28 massive, well, it's like a swarm of 28 satellites they're going to put up this year just for the sole purpose of solar observation. Little tiny solar observatories checking out the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because this year is going to be the beginning of more bad things.
Holy cow.
I'd like to cover some more.
Yeah. We'll do that. And then, of course, we'll get into the phone calls as well. Folks, please stay with us. Back in only 3 minutes, our very special guest tonight, Greg Colson. We're talking about changes in the sun. Maybe you noticed, maybe you just didn't really pay attention. Well, the time to pay attention is now. Stay with us. Back in 3.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Frankly Speaking Radio is what you're listening to. Our guest tonight, Greg Colson. Welcome back, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Amazing stuff. Please go ahead.
Okay. With a thing like, let's try this. Here's an observation you can do yourself to go outside your house. I've noticed this myself, and other people, a lot of people don't have this little Sherlock Holmes thing going on all their head, asking themselves the question, why is this happening? But me, from an analytical computer-type mind of mine, I do ask myself a lot of questions to see if I can come up with the answer by observation, like Sherlock Holmes. You notice if you're hot out there in the day, it's 90 degrees, you're standing in the shade of your house, and you're sweating pretty good. You go step out in the sun and see how long you continue to keep sweating. If the UV radiation is pretty high that day, I'd say above 6, 7, 8 maybe, it may be hard to sweat. And I've noticed that before here last summer. It was really hard. At times you'd go out there and work, you're sweating underneath your clothes, but your skin is dry. You reach up there and, you should have some sweat running off of it, but there's nothing there. Where the sun's exposed to it, it seems like the water's evaporating so quickly it just vaporizes it, almost instantaneously. Mm. What we covered on your last show was dealing with UV radiation, how it creates ozone, and it destroys ozone. Okay. And people figure, how does it do both? Okay, here this is. UV radiation has its, if you look at the light spectrum, say this, so to speak, all right, you're looking at red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, okay? If you cut up UV radiation in the same kind of slices and look at the lower end of it in the red, on the lower end of the UV radiation, it stimulates the creation of, whenever you see little molecules of oxygen, okay, they're really running together in pairs. This UV radiation acts like, here's an example. You remember the old story about the marching of the soldiers across the bridge? If they march in unison, the resonant frequency will cause the bridge to collapse. Remember those?
Yes.
Those things? Well, this resonant frequency, this piezoelectric effect that happens in molecules in the atmosphere is tearing them up. And in oxygen's case, it breaks up the oxygen to individual ions, little tiny single oxygen molecules that can float around as ions and attach themselves to another pair of oxygen molecules and become O3, which is ozone. Now, ozone built up in enough layer, and they say in the atmosphere it's about a millimeter thick. I imagine it, if there's no wind current up there, it could probably build up to that. It may build up a little different here and there. It depends on, where it's at. On the outer edges toward the night side, it's probably, not as thick as it would be during the day on the ideal conditions. But you get in the higher UVC radiation up in the up the higher end toward like what you see, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet thing. You get up toward the higher frequencies, it tears up the oxygen and it can't come back. It just makes nothing but ions out of all of it. It doesn't even break. The O3 is torn up. It vibrates until it'll shed off those extra oxygen molecules, and not just shed off one of them. It'll just split the three-way split. Mm-hmm. You'll have three ions of oxygen floating everywhere, and there's no protection from the UV radiation. Gone. You see whatever Antarctica. Well, I would say you get a straight line shot of sunlight hitting Antarctica from one part of the world. And then you get an angle side shot that shoots at it from an angle, another part of the continent over South America, coming in at Antarctica. It reflects off the little ice crystals and directs itself back into space. Well, you get a double dose of it. It's cutting through from the top end, direct rate right at the surface of the atmosphere, and it's reflecting off like from the South American, at a 45-degree angle, hitting in there, reflecting out, going out in space. It's cutting a hole in there because it's getting more intensity of light. White surfaces reflect a lot of light. It does the same to a certain degree with UV as well because it's in part of the light spectrum. But you get a little bit higher up in there, you get that higher UV rating. It starts to be almost akin, when you get to the top end, like I said, of UV radiation, you're getting into X-rays, very low intensity mm-hmm. X-ray range. This stuff just peels right on through it. It's like you have to wear a sheet of lead. It's a kind of the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. This UV sunblock is supposed to be like a little thin layer of lead, but it's not made out of lead, but it does the same purpose against UV radiation like lead does against X-rays. Well, you get on the higher end of it there, in UVC, you can understand why the higher frequencies can't be stopped by this sunblock that you put on. Doesn't mean don't use it. Use it anyway, because you're protecting yourself from a certain portion of it, but the higher ranges is really getting intense. And I predict within maybe 3 years, we'll have enough UV radiation probably. I think we'll see it this year. We started to see it last year, the beginning of springtime. The green in the trees weren't quite, they weren't naturally pretty vibrant green. Kind of a off shade of putrid yellow green, like you see in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's the reverse of what we should see. This UV radiation is sterilizing the stuff in the ground. Done.
Time for another break.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, obviously, I'd like to get into some of these questions, my friend, and I have plenty of my own as well. So, folks, stay with us. When we come back, we'll start into your phone calls. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am glad you're here. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to take some calls with our guest, Greg Coulson. Greg, welcome back.
Yes, sir. I wanted to cover a thought that I didn't cover a minute ago, and then I'd like to cover something else I keep forgetting at every vacation commercial.
All right, but we like have to take these calls here, too. So.
Yes, sir, I'll do. I'll stay. Hey, man, I'll hang out till 3 a.m. if you want me to.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Wonderful.
That one thing I didn't cover a minute ago about the little erythrocytes, the blood cells, the reason why they're effective in putting in viruses in them, UV radiation, you know, certain materials, when it's dried, UV can only impact a certain depth of certain things, you know, materials, earth, whatnot. They're putting the viruses in these erythrocytes and putting them in there so, and they can be sprayed out over an area, because if they just released them naturally, the UVC would just annihilate them quickly.
Oh.
So the erythrocytes, blood cells, are little tiny packages that they put the virus in so that it'll effectively reach the ground. That one, you know, in case anybody had that question.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
It's the only way it makes sense how this stuff works, how they can get it in the ground. We've heard from other parts of the world that this stuff, you know, bird flu was in birds. The cats have been getting a hold of the birds, eating dead birds because they're starving or hungry, and they've been getting the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem. If you look back in science and look in stuff in school and you learn, there's certain illnesses you don't have to worry about as much until other animals get it first. It's not dangerous to humans until it reaches an animal, and then it can transmutate inside the animal, and then the animal infects the human being, and they get it from that. So if they can progressively allow this stuff to do what it's doing, if it can, you know, there's people that made predictions, you know, a guy, Prophet Tom Deckard, had talked about stuff like this, and other people have. And even if we didn't have people like him to make predictions, we can see in the future how this is going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir? Sorry about that.
That's fine.
The thing I didn't get to cover a minute ago is this. Think of the thing I noticed, the one big con job that's being real, you know, peeled out there for everybody to see and bombarded with it, getting hit with a tube before, about, is this CO2 problem, okay? Granted, there's a considerable amount of CO2 in the air. It's not as a... Well, if you get on the Internet and type in this thing called the Great Global Warming Swindle, I can send you a link if James doesn't have it on his website yet. Everybody that has a computer should see that. Because there's major scientists that have been... that they have used their name and not their, you know, personal viewpoint and opinion that these people sit there and talk out about and say what they really think about what's going on and the reason why it's not the way the government in the world system, UN, says it is.
Well, I'm pretty familiar with, I'm pretty sure what you're talking about, and I'm almost certain I've referenced it, but how does that fit in? How do the findings and the conclusions in that story tie in with what you're speaking of?
Here's the CO2 thing.
Okay.
Now, we talk about greenhouse effect, right? They've constantly been hitting us over the head with that last few 10 years, like they did the 10 years previous. They, you know, hit us over the head with acid rain that turned out to be not what they thought it was. I could cover that in another aspect if we ever get that far. But this thing is interesting about CO2. If you've ever, anybody that's ever been like to a plant nursery where you go back there and they've got all these multitudes of plants inside a place, is like most of the time clear, you know, glass, clear plastic. What happens when you go in there? Do you get rushed and onslaughted by massive amounts of CO2, you know, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, carbon anything?
Right.
You get massive doses of oxygen. And why is that? Because the plants are, as you remember from school, plants do the process of sucking in all this junk, cleaning the air, basically, of the emissions and stuff we've been putting out, sucking it in, transforming it, and producing oxygen on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it? We know there's a greater deal of this problem with rainforest being knocked off and burned away and annihilated. So there's probably a little less oxygen in the air. Maybe they noticed that they've seen reports that says the overall oxygen content is about 19% less than it was about 150 years ago because of all these other things. But the question is, why is there, if they're talking about, here it exposes a lie right there in front of you. If CO2 is a major greenhouse gas contributor, but in an actual real live greenhouse itself, there's not a massive amount of CO2 in there, how would it contribute to the fact the greenhouse gets hot inside if there's no CO2 to help that work out?
Good question.
Another thing inside a greenhouse, you get a lot of air circulation. There's not much passing through. It's circulating within itself. And sometimes the plants can only, the way they can produce more CO2 themselves, because there's not a lot of people in there gasping a lot of air. It's got to come from someplace. You see little leaves start to dry up and fall off some of the plants. You wonder why a perfectly healthy plant is dropping off leaves. These leaves hit the dirt, and then as people moist and, you know, water the plants, this stuff decays, and it decays and produces methane and some of the other CO2 stuff that it can feed itself back to itself and keep alive. It has its own ability to try and keep going. So the lower leaves kind of dry up and fall into the stuff, trying to produce more CO2 so it can breathe, because, you know, plants, you can sit there and suffocate them on too much oxygen. They won't make it. They got to have CO2 to breathe, like we have to have oxygen to breathe.
Yeah.
And, you get all these contradictory things, and when you put them in, like I say, observational type, science in your own world, where you live in, right where you're at, and they say something different that contradicts that, like gravity in your shower, water, how does it work versus how does it rain, and you put those things together, you start to ask yourself some questions after a while. And that's what really got me started on some of these avenues and asking questions and getting answers.
It's fantastic stuff, my friend. Do you want to go to some calls here?
Yeah, hit me.
Let's do it. 800-313. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I may not have all the answers, but I can help people find ways to get them.
Hey, it's a good start, man. That's all
You're
we
welcome.
Ask. It's incredible information. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
How you doing? I was hoping you'd ask that.
How are you?
Well, I was sitting here getting brain cancer from a cell phone.
Yes.
I guess I called in too early, but I'd just go on Colonel Joe's diet and that'll work.
There you go.
you said you was from Georgia, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there's some stuff going on down here, and I got a question for you guests, but right now I wanted to let you know that you probably hadn't heard this on the news or anything, but we got a massive fire down in Waycross, if you're familiar with Waycross.
Oh, yeah.
My mom and my daughter and her two kids and her husband's down there.
Oh, no.
And everybody around them has been evacuated.
Ooh.
Evidently, we've been having some heavy winds the last two or three days.
Yeah, I know that.
And, evidently, the wind blew a tree down on a power line, and it started a fire.
Wow.
And so they're down there. They got a detective or something taking watch tonight to wake them up if they need to leave. But everybody else is going around them. But the reason they hadn't left because he does airplanes and makes airplanes. He's got this landing strip and everything. So it might maybe serve as a fire break.
Oh, but, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't hear anything like that on the news unless it's in California.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
Right.
So is this the equivalent of a brush fire? Would this be? I'm not too familiar with this particular area of Waycross that you're referring to. Is it wooded? I mean, is it like a woodland fire, or is it like a brush fire, or is it just?
She lives out in a kind of country area, not in town. And there's woods all around them. But they got a dirt road on one side and the plane landing strip on the other side. So, and he is in the well drilling business, so he's got all kind of water going on his house. So he's hoping he can save his house. But anyway...
We'll be praying for them and to be able to weather this just fine. And...
get some rain.
Yeah, definitely, and keep us in the loop. What's your forecast? You guys are expected to get rain, tomorrow, I believe, right?
Supposed to get some tomorrow, I heard.
Mm.
Yeah. But the wind has died down some, too, so I'm hoping that their house will be saved. But if not, at least they'll be saved,
Amen.
And my mama's all upset about her stuff burning, and I said, Mama, it's just stuff.
Yeah. Stuff
Don't
can be replaced.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the question I had for you guest, I've been interrupted a bunch tonight because of all that going on down there. My husband gets up ready to go to work, so he might have already answered the question that I'm fixing to ask. But I'm kind of confused about this global warming thing because the Bible says that the sun will get seven times hotter and men will curse God because of the heat.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, you got these movies like Day After Tomorrow, where we're supposed to go into a global ice age.
Just the opposite, huh? Yes.
It's a contradiction.
It very much is. I think they're trying to chill people's minds against what's really coming. And another thing the Bible talked about, too, that we're seeing a lot more of now, year-round, we won't know one season from the next. I mean, we went through summer here practically till December. We got the first good snowstorm in January that covered us up, and then finally, disappeared after a month and a half, and then got some more freezing rain, which we had an accident in that here while we were here. It was small truck accident. It was kind of fun in a way because, I'll explain that one. You know, the truck hit the snowbank, you know, and it kind of just rolled over into snow, you know. And real lightly. It was the really bad tires is what it was. But, yeah, you know, it's not good.
Well, everybody knows the weather's gotten, you know, wishy-washy. You can't predict from one time to the other what's going to be.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if you believe the hot part of it or the cold part of it.
It's the heat is the more severe part. Some of their interactions of what they're doing with the weather, what they're trying to control and manipulate, is causing some of these other adverse effects that having other weather that we shouldn't have in untimely ways in different parts of the world. And it's their interaction with this, and they don't mind it. They don't really care. They, you know, they experiment like they did back in the old days. They experimented with cloud seeding, you know, put the silver nitrate out there and see if they could make clouds produce moisture. Well, there's an actual corporation that exists today that actually has a chemical formula. They have no fleet of planes, but they have the means of which to fly out massive doses of this particular stuff they've invented that could wipe out things like Katrina and Rita and all these other storms. The government won't touch it. They won't even ask for help. They won't get involved. They won't use it. That means they're trying to do some of this stuff deliberately, intentionally, on purpose, for harmful means, as well as trying to, you know, keep us from noticing it. They call it a semblance of normalcy, trying to keep our life going on in an everyday manner. Keep us sedated with this stuff they've got in the, you know, spraying in there. Keep the environment enough under control so people don't notice it. And we just carry on with our little dumb lives, trying to just, you know, just doing all our stuff, not paying attention that things are going to, you know, come out of the sky like mm-hmm. Chicken Little.
Well, they got their little bunkers they can get in, so they ain't worried
really.
About it.
Yes, ma'am.
But their bunkers ain't going to save them.
John Moore, you caught him on the show a while back when he was talking about the, you know, getting underground.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing more of that.
Right.
They're getting there.
Wow.
But they're trying to save just what they want. Like I said before in a previous show, they want to control all the resources they can now so that they have, you know, countries are conquering what they want now. So when this global natural disasters occur, they will claim ownership of it after that happens. They don't understand that God's going to intervene in between that. They keep putting out these stories about what's going to happen 100 years from now and 50 years from now.
Yeah,
it don't mean
nothing. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it doesn't have nothing to do with what's going on right now, but it keeps people occupied, like, you know, that movie. There's portions of the Earth that will have these kind of effects to a certain degree. Superstorms, we've seen them already. You know, if you look on the weather radar, you can see these storms passing through the United States that look like tropical storms over land. Ain't supposed to happen.
Yeah,
they're
we saw a virtual hurricane over the Great Lakes last year.
Yes, sir. I've seen mm-hmm. on WeatherBug this last year, this last one storm we had come through the northern part of here, they hit, you know, wasn't the one that just had last weekend, but a few, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you could definitely see a swirl pattern that is absolutely not normal of any weather I've seen since I was a kid. And I've watched the weather quite a bit on the news over the years, and that's just not, you know, that's not right. But
well,
people's minds, we're so sedated with our normal TV programs, we just catch the weather like, oh, okay, it's not going to rain tomorrow. Okay, it's going to be sunny tomorrow. And they don't go look at it and go, what is that?
True. Very true.
You know, they just miss over that part. But we're trying to help them get educated the best we can and say, hey, what is that?
Sure.
Before
Mary,
it kills them.
Mary, you had something else?
Yeah, one more thing. I wanted to find out if either one of you heard about this. I was listening to a talk show. I don't even remember who it was, but there was somebody on there saying that a meteorologist messed up when he was talking about the weather, and he was talking about hurricanes, and he said, well, wait till you see them forming over land.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
we've covered that on this show. I don't know if this is the one in particular you were talking to, but, yeah, we've done that, and then I actually did hear a meteorologist say, this is a weird thing, and it was on WGN, which is the station out of Chicago, and I just had it on. Obviously, I don't really care too much what their local news is saying in Chicago or what their weather's going to be like down here in Arkansas, but I had it on, and I was doing some work, and the guy's like, this is just weird. If you look at the cloud pattern and you look at the way it's moving, it does appear to be a hurricane right here over the Great Lakes region moving towards land, and I thought, whoa, hold on a second here. That's bizarre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so these things are happening. I mean, the things we've been told to watch for, are manifesting, and I think that's the main thing we're trying to get at here.
Well, let me ask you, Frank, just one question. When you lived in Georgia, where was you from?
I lived all over the place in Georgia, but I spent most of my time near Atlanta, north and south, and then I lived in Athens for a few years as well.
Okay. Well, I was just curious because, like I said, you like family. I just
wondered. Oh, yeah.
Wondered.
Well, you know, I do periodically stop by and visit, so maybe sometime I might have to, if you see some freaky-looking guy on your doorstep, don't shoot first. Find out if it's me.
Hey, Frank,
okay.
Is that you?
Yeah. You say, if your name's Frank, you won't get shot. Otherwise, you're a goner. Hey, Mary, God bless, and I love you, too. Thanks for the call.
Right
yes,
on.
Ma'am.
Bye-bye.
And keep me in the loop with your family, okay?
I will do, Frank.
All right. I want to hear more about that, and if we can, if your mom does lose her stuff, maybe we can get some people together and donate some things. They may not be good things, but, you know, hey, something's better than nothing, I think. Stay with us, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest, Greg Colson, is going to hang out and take some more calls with you. 800-313-9443. Please stick around.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
sure is. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, taking your calls. But before we get back to our guests, let me remind you that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Of course, Grant Hall was on the program last night. Incredible book. Privacy Crisis is the name of that book. You can get it at that website there in ebook form or the hardbound copy. You can also pick it up used at Amazon.com, or you can even call Borders Bookstore and have it shipped to you if you don't have internet access, but maybe you've got a telephone. You can call 702-433-6222. That's 702-433-6222. Probably one of the most important how-to books you will ever read. Tells you how to live your life and change your life so that you can exist, live, bank, work, and, do just about anything under the sun anonymously. And at some level of privacy, probably invisibly. Nothing is tracked, traced, monitored that leads back to you. And it's certainly, I think, the smart way to live in this day and age. Let's get back to our guest, Greg Colson. Greg, welcome back, and thank you.
Yes, sir. I'd like to give a shout-out to my friend out there in Chris. Chris and it's out in the airwaves out there somewhere in Iowa. So he's got a family, 10 kids.
Oh, okay.
He needs all the prayer we can give him.
Amen.
With 10 kids, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, am I here?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm back. The high-tech redneck from West Virginia.
Yeah, it's my favorite kind.
At any rate, I have understood this entire conversation, except I'd forgotten some of the names for the Colleens and anyway.
That's very impressive, because I struggle with a lot of stuff we talk about on the show. But I think that works, because there's probably a segment of the audience who's probably in the same boat as me. But yeah, that's fantastic that you get it. Go ahead, man.
I have about a dozen shortwave radios anyway.
Wow.
At any rate, I've got 2 points and one question. I've had to rethink some of my thinking, because I grew up with classic thermodynamics, and I know there's no such thing as a material which allows heat to travel one way more than the other, okay? I made the illusion that if you could have some of that, you pile around a tank and make hot water. But at any rate, the chemtrails, I've had to really rethink my thinking, because it bugs me, as I've been digging into it, that they're trying to insulate the Earth by day, but the UV gets through.
Yes.
Now, what bugs me is that the Earth radiates back out into space at night, but it does not radiate out UV. So the chemtrails have to be counterproductive. That's my point number one.
Mm. Yes.
And, Greg, you could probably know more about this than
I do. Yeah, let's have him comment on each point. Go ahead.
Yeah, UV radiation that I know of doesn't really accumulate as much as heat does. I guess to a certain degree, there's not really done a lot of measurements on that. You know, like you can accumulate X-rays, you can accumulate gamma rays, you can accumulate heat. Light spectrum frequency, there's something queer about that that's not quite the same. For areas that are like I said before, like over South America, the light hitting in from like South America to 45-degree angle, hitting toward Antarctica, during the light time, the sky, and there's a little bit of reflection off the clouds in the air and whatnot, some of it hitting the nighttime side. Some of the spraying, they do it at night at a higher altitude, so it disperses quicker. You know, it can disperse and, you know, enough cloud bank
but,
to protect
but you
it just
to have,
before the dawn.
You have
know,
to blue, blue, blue light or near ultraviolet light for it to radiate back out. I hear music.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
folks, stay with us. We're back in about 90 seconds with hour number 3 here, Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Yes.
It's true.